This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to the Positive Change Broadcast. I'm Robert Cook, and today we shall experience together a positive change.
Let's continue with our message titled, How to Love with a Pure Heart.
I believe if you travel with Jesus, you learn anything at all. If you read your Bible and learn anything at all worth learning, you'll learn something about love. All those other things, they'll say, but without love, you're nothing. So be careful about studying extensively the other things and overlooking developing a great, fixed, mature understanding of what love is. And many of us don't know what love is. Someone can be loving them and they say they're hurting them. Somebody can love them and they say they're being evil. Somebody could use loving words and they say, that's not love because it doesn't make me feel good. It can't be love. If you love me, you would always make me feel good. I love my kids and sometimes I have to make them feel bad when they don't listen. But you're not going to be able to tell me from the Bible that that's not loving them. It's loving them enough to teach them discipline so when they get older, they won't be fools. It's a good thing for your children not to grow up to be fools. Yeah, but when you're applying the discipline, it doesn't seem joyous for the season. And whether you're talking about dealing with children or dealing with relatives, friends, congregation, anybody, very often if it doesn't feel good, people think it's automatically wrong because it doesn't feel good. So that's the problem, and that's what reveals to me that many people don't understand love. Although we may think we understand it, we have to go back to God's definition because God knows it better than any of us. That's why everything comes back to the Word of God. Let's take a look here and see what God talks about love and how to have a pure heart. Let's look at verse 22. 1 Peter 1, 22, and we're going to read through chapter 2, verse 2. Maybe through verse 3 even. Are you there? 1 Peter 1, 22. Yes. Seeing you have purified your souls. This is an excellent chapter. You should read it at home on your own time. But he's talking about being saved and the obedience of God's children to the Word and things like that. In verse 15, he said, be ye holy as I am holy. Be holy in your lifestyle, in your conversation, in your manner of living. In other words, because you're saved, work out your salvation. This is what he's talking about. He goes on in verse 17 and says, if you call on the Father who without respect to persons judges according to every man's work, past the time, he judges every man according to his work. God will judge every saved person according to his work. Oh, but we're not saved by works. No, you're saved by faith. And once you get saved, God's going to judge you by your works. And he doesn't judge respect to persons. He don't care if you're the pastor, if you're the usher, if you're the church member, or if you're the parking lot worker. He doesn't care. He judges without respect to persons. He looks at whether you obey him in your works. Do you do what he asks you to do? That's what he looks at. Did you live according to the word? Don't care who, he doesn't care what family you were born in or born out of. Doesn't care whether you had two parents, one parent, or half a parent. He does not care. He says, all I know is the things that I've revealed to you, are you working on? Are you taking care of them? Are you living that out? He's revealed his love to us, or we couldn't even be saved. We're saved by the love of God to us. So we need to be working out that love towards other people, not selfishness. Let's go on here. It says, let's go back 22. Seeing that you have all that other stuff, set it up. Then he comes and he says, seeing you have purified or cleansed your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned, which is genuine love of the brethren. See that you love one another with what? Love one another. That word pure just means clean. Clean has something to say to your motives. Love one another with a clear heart. With a pure heart, with a clean heart. That implies if you can love with a pure heart, you can love with an impure heart. But it still implies it's a type of love. Not the God kind of love, but it is a type of love. He is specifically trying to identify to us some characteristics of the type of love we're to have. Notice just before that, he says, seeing that you have purified your souls, your thinking, and that goes back to Romans 12, you know, be not conformed to this world, be transformed by renewing in your mind to prove the good, perfect, acceptable will of God. In other words, your mind. Seeing that you have purified your souls, your mind, will, and emotions, by obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned. Unfeigned means genuine. Feigned would be false or fake. Unfeigned means genuine, which means Spirit unto a genuine love implies there's an ingenuine love or an insincere love. Loving your wife like you love your dog is not good enough. Loving your husband like you love the color blue is not good enough. That's not the kind of love you use when you're talking about human being. It says, seeing you're purified or cleanse your souls and obeying the truth of the Spirit unto a genuine love of the brethren, see that ye. Make sure you do this now. Don't miss it. See that you love one another. You make sure you love one another with a heart. No, with a pure heart. With a clean heart, without motive to use, to abuse, to manipulate, or to take advantage. You got to do what I got to do to make me happy. You got to do what I want. You got to be like I want to be. That's not pure heart. And it's a temptation of all of us to want to do it because when we were born again, we came from man sinners. And if we have not renewed our minds concerning love, we are still pressuring the world to fit our definition of what good and right is. And the whole ideal is we drop all our ideals. That person is dead. That set of thinking, that set of thoughts and ideals are dead. And now we have to live unto Christ. So what does Christ say love is? And a lot of times, if we don't make that shift, we're going to have some serious problems in life. If we don't make the shift to thinking God's thoughts and doing things God's ways instead of insisting on our ways.
Hello, this is Robert Cook, inviting you to meet me at Joy Faith Christian Center, Sundays at 11 a.m. at the Palm Beach Lakes High School. For more information, find us on the web at www.joyoffaith.com. You can listen to today's program again on your smartphone or on your computer online at www.joyoffaith.com. I look forward to meeting you in person this week at Joy Faith Christian Center, where you'll experience excellence in ministry and excellence in living.
And the whole ideal is we drop all our ideals. That person is dead. That set of thinking, that set of thoughts and ideals are dead. And now we have to live unto Christ. So what does Christ say love is? And a lot of times, if we don't make that shift, we're going to have some serious problems in life. If we don't make the shift to thinking God's thoughts and doing things God's ways instead of insisting on our ways, because our ways seem right, but the end thereof very often is destruction. But it sure seems right to us. That's why you can't trust what things seem like to you. You have to trust the word. Put your faith in God. Lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways, acknowledge him and he shall make straight your path. Proverbs 3:5-6. A pure heart is going to come from a heart. Your heart is your spirit. A pure heart is a heart that's filled with the word of God. And then is causing the rest of your body and your being to act according to that knowledge that's in your heart. It's taking the word and doing something with it. It's impossible to have a pure heart in an area if we don't walk in the light of revelation we have in that area. We don't have a pure heart in that area. We've got a feigned heart, not an unfeigned heart. We've got a corrupt heart. We've got a heart to motivate, to change, to get other people to meet my needs so I can be happy, to do this, to do the other. That's not right. It's not biblical for any of us. Let's go on a little bit further. I see you're liking that, so let's go on. That's the 22 again, because I want to keep it together. Seeing you have purified your souls and obeying the truth through the Spirit unto a genuine love of the brethren, see that, make sure that you love one another with a pure heart, a clean heart, no false motives, and do it fervently. That's earnestly. Every time you hear the word earnest, to help you understand, if you've ever bought a house, they want some earnest money now. You got three or four people standing there trying to buy this house because this is a good deal. The guy's going to hold the house for the person that put some earnest down. I want to make sure your intentions are earnest. So when you love somebody, love them with an earnest heart. I'm doing this. This is my commitment to my wife, to my husband, to my kids, to other men, to other people in the Bible, to other people I know, to friends, to family. Earnest, a fervent. Fervent also carries the word heat. That Greek word definition of translate fervent is often to glow hot, as in coals or embers. That's an intense, not just love them because you have to. Well, pastor said love them. The Bible said love them. I just want you to know, no matter how you act, I'm walking love anyway. You don't want to walk in love. You feel somebody's twisting your arm making you walk in love. Now, fervency, and none of this has anything to do with anybody else. This has to do with you and your revelation of the word. Because you can't get from somebody else to make you love them fervently. You either get that from within you, from the love of God shared abroad in your heart, causing you to give it out, or you lack it on the inside, so therefore you cannot give it out. You begin to get into that bargaining chip, that manipulative love. I'll love you if you love me. Can you see that? Are we stretching the scripture to say that? No, we ain't stretching the scripture. It's in there. There is a feigned love that is not of a pure heart that attempts to manipulate. And we all have done it from time to time. It's part of growth. We grow through that. We were born in this world where that is the definition of love. I love you until I decide not to. And God says, love everybody. Love your enemy. Love your friend. Well, they don't leave anybody else. You know, you pretty much, they're either your friend or they're your enemy. They're either with you or against you. God said, love them all. God says, for I so love the world. Be like me. Walk like I am. Earlier, it says, be holy as I am holy. And give to all of them. Be a blessing to all. But God, you know, some of them don't make me feel like loving them. Sometimes they don't act right. Well, love them anyway, because love is what you are. And that's the kind of thing about the love of God. If you got to let love God shed abroad in your heart and you let it out of your heart, it doesn't matter what the other people do or how they act. It's you. God is love. So God loves. We are to be like God. We should have love. But there's some things that you got to consider in order to maintain it. There's things we got to do to maintain a pure heart. And that's what we want to get to. There's things we got to do. It doesn't just automatically happen or come to us. It's things we got to do. So it's very important, if that's our desire to love like that, that we have to understand what kind of things we got to get rid of, lay aside, put off. Because otherwise, that won't be us. But we want it to be us. Let's go a little further. Verse 23, being born again, still talking about the fact that we're saved. They're setting you up for the punch. You're saved. You ought to do right. You ought to love with a pure heart. After all, you're born again, not of a corruptible seed, but of an incorruptible seed by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Boy, he's setting you up for the sucker punch. Telling you how great you are, so you can't say, I ain't going to do that. He's going to set you up. Y'all are saved, aren't you? You're born again. You're filled with the Spirit. I mean, you love one another. Oh, yeah, everybody's with them all the way. That's good. I'm sure Peter was preaching that and folks were shouting hallelujah by that time. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Then he got to the point. Everybody got quiet. He probably said, why are y'all so quiet? Let's look here. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible seed by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. For all flesh is as grass. And all the glory of man as the flower of the grass. The grass withereth and the flower thereof falleth away. That's a flowery way of saying that any righteousness or glory of man isn't worth squat. It's going to pop up and sun come out and it goes away. Just like the flower of the grass. You see it one day and the next day it's bloomed and gone. That's all man's righteousness, man's glory is. Let's say, for example, you might be having a bad day. And then all of a sudden this one day you get the Oscar.
Today's message has been titled, How to Love with a Pure Heart.
The Positive Change Broadcast is a listener-supported ministry. Take a moment and log on to www.joyoffaith.com. Click on the online giving tab and set up an automatic recurring monthly gift of $50 or $25 to support the Positive Change Broadcast. Your generous gift helps us to continue ministering the word to your family and many others each weekday morning. So consider this program's value to you and schedule your support today. Make a difference by giving generously. Joy Faith Christian Center is located at Military Trail, two blocks south of 45th Street in the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. Come this Sunday and be a part of our worship service at 11 a.m. You'll experience praise and worship, practical and useful teaching in a comfortable, casual setting, and a warm welcome from the Joy Faith family. Joy Faith is an awesome church for you to learn the Word of God, develop your spiritual gifts and talents with believers just like you. So meet me this Sunday at 3505 Shiloh Drive in West Palm Beach, Florida, 33407. I look forward to greeting you in person this Sunday at the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. I'm Robert Cook. Thank you for joining me today. I believe you've got something that you can use to make a positive change in your life.
Antioch RV Rentals, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, is a Christian-owned and operated